Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Double Crossfire by Anthony J. Tata. Read by Bradley Hayes. Chapter 1. Captain Cassie Bagwell's hand grasped Jake Mohegan's wrist as she said, "Jake." There had been no expectation that she was alive. In fact, all of the reporting had indicated that there were no survivors from the furious combat action in the center of Yaz Province, Iran. Mohegan and four fellow special operators with ties to the enigmatic Major General Bob Savage had disobeyed orders and conducted a static line jump into a hail of withering machine gun fire from an MC-130J combat Talon. They fought their way across a valley floor filled with the detritus of lethal combat, burned-out tank hulls, black smoke curling up from burning tires, the acrid smell of death hanging like smog, filling Mohegan's nostrils. Their mission was to recover Cassie Bagwell's remains, or preferably rescue her from the clutches of brutal combat. Their only information was that it might have been possible to link up with the remnants of a Mossad and Jordanian joint special operations team that had dismantled the Iranian nuclear arsenal. Through happenstance and the friction of combat, Cassie had found herself an integral part of that team. Mohegan now looked at the peering eyes of tired and nearly defeated Mossad operatives who had taken cover inside a deep cave near the drop zone Mohegan and team had used. On his way into the cave, Mohegan counted 7 dead Jordanian and Mossad soldiers and 6 survivors, including Cassie.